From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Monitors and security sources say a United Nations brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed following Friday's killing of an anti-government rebel leader who was to guarantee safe passage to the militants. The evacuation of 4,000 Islamic State extremists and their families from southern Damascus had been expected to take place early Saturday, but the Britain-based monitoring group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the deal stalled hours after rebel leader Zahran Alush was killed Friday in an airstrike near Damascus. Details of Alush's death remain unclear Saturday, despite reports that the military forces of President Bashar al-Assad's government had killed him in an airstrike. An Iraqi army spokesman says Iraqi troops are pushing deeper into the heart of Ramadi, getting closer to recapturing a government complex from Islamic State militants. Regaining control of the complex after battling with insurgents for 7 months would give the army control of the key city, which is the capital of Anbar province. An army spokesman said Saturday that soldiers are using airstrikes to detonate some of the landmines and booby-trap explosives to help them gain ground. He said they are now within a few hundred meters of the government complex, but he declined to say or give a time frame for the final push to oust the militants from the city center, where more than 100 extremists are believed to be lodged. This is VOA News. South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, is taking criticism for dissolving the young nation's 10 states and establishing 28 new ones in their place. Critics say Kiir's action undermines the power-sharing deal with opposition signed in August after a two-year civil war. Rebel leadership has not yet issued a response to the president's action. Authorities in the Central African Republic have postponed national elections by 3 days to December 30th. Katrina Hayat has more from the capital.
For the first time since the Seleka rebels ousted a government in 2013, voters in Dakar are scheduled to select a new president and parliament. The question is when. Right now, the vote is still set for Sunday, December 27th, but that date may still change. 1.7 million people are registered to vote, according to the National Election Authority, or ANE, but many have yet to receive their voter cards. Ballots arrived this week and still need to be distributed across the country. There might not be enough time, says ANE logistics officer Muruba Sakanga.
Ah, d'accord.
We have very little time to organize the elections, and we had to rush, he says. The time to realize the elections is not really there. Despite this, we are doing all we can to be ready in time. Katrina Haye for VA News, Bangi.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Afghanistan and Pakistan this week is a new step in the three countries learning to find a more normal pattern of existing alongside each other. Modi began his diplomatic mission in Afghanistan.
We know that Afghan success will require the cooperation and support of each of its neighbors. And all of us in the region, India, Pakistan, Iran, and others, must unite in trust and cooperation behind this common purpose and in recognition of our common destiny.
It's unclear if Modi's shuttle diplomacy between Pakistan and Afghanistan will transform into the alliance he believes is needed to fight terrorism in the region. Israeli police shot and killed a Palestinian man who allegedly tried to attack police with a knife after he was asked for identification. Police spokeswoman says the man was stopped after he was spotted following a pair of Jewish worshippers Saturday outside Jerusalem's Old City. He is the third Palestinian killed by Israeli security forces since Friday. Since mid-September, a wave of Palestinian shooting, stabbing, and vehicular attacks on soldiers and citizens have killed 20 Israelis and left at least 126 Palestinians dead. Muslim rebel Christmas attacks on the Christian village in the southern Philippines have left at least 14 people dead there. Some of the insurgents involved in this week's attacks have pledged their allegiance to the Islamic State extremist group on YouTube. I'm Michael Brown reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.